What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Roger Davis. Of course, in for Lee Rogers.
The vacationing Lee Rogers.
Yes, the vacationing Lee Rogers, who will be back soon. Okay, Jim Clyburn asked on CNN, do you support Moron Mancami as the mayor of New York? I cannot say the man's name. I have given up, so I just named him something else. It works better for me.
Close enough. Close
yeah.
Enough.
Okay. Do you support Moron Mancami? We now have him flipping off Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Vowing much. Very explicitly in an email to confiscate landlords' property so as to house the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that government needs to seize the means of production. And that,
wow.
Yeah, and that violence is not actually violence.
What, no collective farms in Central Park?
So, I mean, this guy's a classic communist. He didn't get any more classic than this. And Clyburn's asked, you know, do you support this guy?
Wow. That's what you call a loaded question.
Yeah. And of course, James Clyburn is not just a Democrat representative from South Carolina, which is scary enough. He's also the former number two in Democrat leadership.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So, I mean, this is a big deal. If he supports you, then, you know.
It's a coronation.
It's a coronation, right? Yeah. I mean, look what it did for Joe Biden. Joe Biden wouldn't be the president without.
Rescued his candidacy.
Absolutely. So, you know, with all that baggage, what do you say, Clyburn?
At this point, do you support Mamdani's candidacy as the Democratic nominee for mayor of New York?
Absolutely, I do. I support Democratic nominees.
So just to be clear, you support Mamdani's running, or I guess his position as the Democratic primary winner. Is that an endorsement? Are you endorsing him as mayor of New York City?
Long pause.
I support the Democratic nominee.
That is called the yellow dog response.
I would love to interview this guy, James Clyburn, because I would be, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Is violence an artificial construct? That would be my first question.
Oh.
Right? When liberals commit it. Maybe 10 or so Antifa black bloc clad terrorists like them. When they commit violence and shoot a guy, is that actually violence? Because this is Mamdani's, Mancami, whatever, his response on that.
Oftentimes we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction.
Right.
And we have to be very clear on what is happening here with these district attorneys. That is violence. That is violence at the highest degree.
Okay, so prosecuting a Democrat, which I guess he's assuming there every burglar is in fact, I'm just going with what he said, is in fact violence. The prosecution is the violence, not the breaking into people's house in the middle of the night.
The extension of logic, yes.
Yes, because I mean, a burglary is a charge. Mm-hmm. It's different from breaking entering. Breaking entering is what happens when you're at work and the guy comes in to steal your TV but doesn't want to kill you. Burglary is when you break in when they're home.
Conditional crime and conditional violence.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, that is a violent crime. That's why we call it a violent crime, but not anymore. No, if he wants your TV and it's night in your home, then you just step aside, hand him the TV, be nice to him, hope he doesn't hurt you, because it's not violence.
Nobody gets hurt. It's all over. Done. Yeah.
Right.
And it's good for the economy, because you got to go out and replace the tube, you know.
Right. Right. So this is the guy who, and I mean, at this point, if you're Jim Clyburn, if you're the Democrats, you cannot possibly have missed this, because it was everywhere.
Whether it's BDS, right, or whether it is the end goal of seizing the means of production, is that it is critical that in the way that we organize, in the way that we set up our, you know, set up our work and our priorities, that we do not leave any one issue for the other, that we do not meet a moment and only look at what people are ready for, but that we are doing both of these things in tandem, because it is critical for us.
If you put the word communism in Google right now and you pull up the definition, the AI definition will pull it up. It says means of production is centrally controlled, government controlled. They actually use that phrase, means of production.
Yeah, nationalizing industry is the first move. Well, look at Cuba under Castro. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they even nationalized the nightclubs. Yeah.
So what? No, but I mean, so you got Clyburn now has coordinated him. Yeah, you know, we're going to back Mankami and Senator Chris Murphy.
Do you think so that Mamdani is the future of the Democratic Party?
Well, I think his message, his economic message is the future of the party.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's the platform.
Look, I mean, conservatives better not blow this off. They intend to go full commie, Roger.
Oh.
And they do win races sometime. I mean, this is scary.
Well, you can't fault the would-be mayor for his abject, his proud honesty, in fact. You know, he's very assertive about what he believes and what we all, therefore, do believe.
Well, they better watch out, because Hakeem Jeffries has so far declined to endorse Mankami.
Now, that's a telling thing.
Right, but he hasn't, unendorsed him either, just condemned him, right? So now you got Clyburn climbing on.
Now that Clyburn has, Hakeem will probably come around now.
Well, he better, because CNN is reporting Democrat socialists in New York emboldened by Mankami's mayoral win are warning they may go after five House incumbents next, including Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, borrowing the POTUS playbook.
Yeah, well, no. So I am sure that Jim Clyburn read this before he went on CNN and went, wow, I don't want to be next. I want to die in office of old age.
Time to get assertive. Yeah. Maybe a long pause, but that's the worst of it. Yeah.
So there's a war going on, and it's communist versus socialist in the Democrat Party. And I think the communists are ascendant.
Hmm.
Never thought I'd see this in this country.
Oh, well, you know, I find myself saying that so often, I just about quit saying it, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, no, but think about it. I mean, you're growing up even in the 80s, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, we were fighting the USSR specifically because it was communist.
Yeah.
They were our enemy, Cold War.
Oh, I was growing up in the 50s when we were taught to dive under our little wooden desks when we saw a light brighter than a thousand sun. Because of the commies who come into.
Right, as if that would help, right?
Well, yeah, sure. A little turtle with the civil defense hat, you know.
You too can survive a nuclear bombing under your desk.
I think that's a lot of what was wrong with my generation.
Yeah. Come out of that pretty
warped,
messed up.
Warped in the stems, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I think this morning, and there's so much going on, people are getting lost in the weeds, But I think this morning that the unified message from talk radio needs to be this is not just rhetoric. The Democrat Party has become a bona fide terrorist organization, confirmed with 2 terror attacks this week in Texas.
And now we want to unmask ICE and make them wear ID badges visible from a distance.
You know what's even worse than that? Do you know the details of this? And to announce this the week that the Democrats are trying to kill ICE officers, their Antifa followers are, and there hasn't been a single condemnation by a single Democrat Congress member of the attacks in Alvarado and...
none that I've heard, no.
No, and McAllen, Texas, none, zero, right? And you choose this week to introduce legislation. You know what it would do, Roger? Here's the scary thing. It would take their mask off, right?
Yeah.
But here's the other part. It would make them display their government-issued ID. What's on your government-issued ID?
Well, of course, it's your name and your face, and your, as well as essentially how to contact you.
Your address.
Well, yeah, sure.
Right. So let me get it straight. The week that they have gotten 2 confirmed attempted kills by their terror cells, ambush kills, one of which they waited in the, for them to come to work in the parking lot. They want you to have to display your home address where you do not work. What, so they can ambush you in the driveway?
Well,
this is a hit. This is an implied threat.
That's way beyond bad optics. It really is.
It's homicidal at this point. It's homicidal. And then you got Senator Chris Murphy, who just a week ago was telling us violence isn't a two-side thing. It's all on the right. This is while their followers are literally setting Jews on fire.
This isn't a both sides issue. There is no comparison to what's happening on the right, to the way in which Donald Trump regularly uses the threat of violence to try to intimidate his political opponents, and anything that's happening inside the Democratic Party or on the left. This isn't a both sides issue.
Wow.
He had nothing to say after the second or even the first terror attack in Texas. So,
did you see that data miner comment that was just published on our company mail there? The Iranian Supreme Leader Khomeini, Mohammad Javad Lashiani, a small drone might hit U.S. President Trump in the navel while sunbathing at Mar-a-Lago.
No.
Yeah.
I did not see that. Is that on our website? I should check our website,
quote,
Mark.
Yeah, it's a quote. It comes from some Washington. The date is today.
Wow. Okay, well, that fits because, the bounty on Trump's head from Iran is up to $21 million.
$21 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they pay really well to hit him. But Tucker Carlson, just to be clear, is cool with that. And so is Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's no big deal. It's not a thing. So,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've got not one, but 2 terror attacks in Texas on ICE after Democrats absolutely called for that. Oh, And then there's this.
Democrats are doubling down on their anti-ICE stance with a new bill from Senators Cory Booker and Alex Padilla requiring ICE agents to be unmasked and carry a visible ID.
The bill is actually pretty straightforward. You know, no face coverings, no masks. I mean, if you're out in the streets of Los Angeles, whether you're a citizen, a legal resident, or an undocumented immigrant, and somebody without these identifiers is approaching you, masked up, coming out of a marked car, you have no idea what's going on.
Despite the recent attacks on ICE agents, and let's be clear, Joe, those were attempted shootings and killings of ICE agents. They tried to kill these ICE agents, Joe. What are they doing here?
And let me answer your question with a question. How many Democrats have condemned those two ambushes that we saw last Friday and Monday against ICE agents and police officers that included one officer being shot in the neck, others surviving 20 to 30 rounds of shots from high-powered rifles carried out by far-left maniacs? 10 are now under arrest for attempted murder. Because unless we missed it, and I'm pretty sure we didn't, I haven't seen anyone on the left side of the aisle walk up to a microphone to condemn those attacks and defend those agents and officers. And yet here we have Senators Cory Booker, Alex Padilla attempting to put ICE agents in a situation where their identities are known that puts them in danger and their families in danger. This is only going to get worse before it gets better. And as Tom Holman said, this is going to result in our federal agents actually being killed. We already saw attempts on their lives just last week. And again, over the summer, as ICE agents try to do their job, you got to think more ambushes may be in store. And unless members of both sides of the aisle and the media condemn these without ambiguity, it's going to keep happening over and over again.
Yeah, and to hear
this is a guerrilla war. I remember as a kid, we used to hear about those. They'd be like far, far away in South America, Central America. They're here now. Now they're running around, these Democrats vowing to take property, vowing to resist federal troops. I mean, this is crazy. We now have attempted murder by Democrats. And no condemnation. And I mean, I don't know who is doing the communications for the Republican Party. Trump's doing his job. Where's the condemnation? Where's the challenge specifically to Democrat leaders? Hey, you know what? Condemn this. Condemn it. Step up. No. No condemnation. We're good. Folks, let's stack it all up. This is after the CEO of United Healthcare was assassinated by a far-left extremist lunatic, who CNN celebrated, by the way. Two staffers at the Israeli embassy in D.C. were shot dead by another radical far-left extremist Democrat. 13 severely wounded and one dead in a firebombing in Boulder by another far-left anti-Israel Democrat radical. Far-left rioters destroyed and caused destroyed, you know, L.A., caused insurance estimate $160 million in damage to L.A. with anti-ICE riots. And, like, you know, I mean, at some point, we're going to need a hardcore crackdown on these loons. Are we going to lose control? Is it going to spin out of control? And, folks, these Antifa loons have probably been bailed out and walk in the street if Joe Biden was still president. That's the difference. Meanwhile, they hep him up and hep him up and hep him up. Do you hear this? This is Joy Reid interviewing James Carville. Now, remember Lee's rule, because it is always correct every time without exception. Whatever they are accusing us of is what they are doing. So if you want to know what their plan is for the midterms, but also what they're telling their sheeple, here you go.
He's not acting like somebody who worries that his party will lose power. This is somebody who is behaving as an autocrat because they don't anymore believe. He said it during the election. I don't need your votes anymore. And he doesn't. I don't think Trump intends to leave office. I'm very clear about that. I think he intends to stay in office like Putin till he dies.
I went on Jim Acosta's podcast and I said that I thought that there's a good chance that Trump would try to do something to postpone before with the 2026 election. Of course, you had the usual chorus of ass wipes, pontificators, chin scratches, gray beards. Oh, Carville's gone too far. That's what these people are. Gigantic, colossal fools. The polls are going to come in. they're going to be way behind. He knows what's coming. He's going to try to do anything he can to squirm out of taking responsibility.
Yeah, so what that means, I'm going to translate that Democrat speak for you. They're saying, we're going to steal the election. We're not going to give up power, which means they are busy trying to steal the election. I just don't know how yet. You know, a clue was when they were chanting death to America. See Netanyahu at the White House? What did I tell you? That when Trump got the BBB through, when he finished getting his domestic agenda through, the war with Iran would resume, and for really good reason. And it is, it's on. And we have to stop. Look, folks, when you have seen Iran merge with the Democrat Party the way that it has, we've never been in a national defense situation like we're in right now. When you have the Democrat Party accepting Iranian money, marching in the streets, funded with Iranian money. It wouldn't surprise me if Antifa, those two terror attacks, were funded with Iranian and Chinese money. That's going to be the next shoe to drop, run through Democrat networks. Why not? The violent riots were funded with Chinese money. We know that. That's fact. Mainstream media has reported it. When you have a Democrat Party that is merging with Iran in the way that it is, so much so that when Iran tries to kill Donald Trump on our own soil, and we don't so much as levy a single sanction on Iran, I think the Democrats were snickering. Folks, this can't stand. This regime has to be destroyed. That has nothing to do with Israel. Israel is not even a fact. I'm glad they're helping us. I'm glad they are out there to do the bombing. So we don't have to. A lot of it, but it's nothing to do with Israel. It's not even about protecting Israel. We're long since past that. And now this. A senior Iranian official said Donald Trump can no longer safely sunbathe in his luxury Florida home, warning the U.S. president could be killed while lying out in Mar-a-Lago. Trump has done something that he can no longer sunbathe in Mar-a-Lago. This is a quote. A small drone might hit him in the navel as he lies there with his stomach to the sun. It's straightforward, said Javad Larijani, a senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader and brother of two of the Islamic Republic's most powerful political figures, in remarks aired on Iranian television. This is in addition to the second fatwa and the $21 million bounty they've now put on Trump's head. And folks, all of the, if you go and you look at the bounty, and they lay out very specific, Iran does, lays out very specifically on the website why. Number one, the killing of Soleimani. Well, whose fault is that? That's Iran. Soleimani was targeting our bases. He'd already hit multiple bases. There was a plan to hit three at one time. Trump said no, killed him. The exact correct response. You don't get to go kill our troops. After that, not a single troop died. That's exactly how the commander-in-chief, that is what the commander-in-chief owes you. If you sign up to go in the military and give your life for this country, then by God, if somebody takes that life, then they ought to be hell to pay. Trump just did what every other president should have before. Stop using our troops as cannon fodder and make sure they don't get killed. That's a solemn bond. Every president owes that. If you are killed, then we have to avenge you. It keeps the next wave of troops safe. And for that, Iran's going to kill him? Really? Folks, did you see that? I don't know if you watched the Sean Ryan show. He's got some incredible sources. He sat down with a guy from the Defense Intelligence Agency 2 weeks ago. I've been meaning to play this audio for you because it's mind-bending. And the thing is, I don't doubt that it's true. Take a listen to what one of the, this is the guy that he is interviewing is Intel with the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is in turn the intelligence agency of the Pentagon. Take a listen. Let me hit this again.
But we had two solid sources, one south of the border and then one from an element within our own government that confirmed independently of each other that Iranian-made man pads, so surface-to-air missiles, had come across the border. We had the location and everything else. Well, we got this to Secret Service. We did the whole gamut and got everything pushed to them. And that's why Trump was pushing a lot of this stuff out when he was, because we had told the Secret Service and they had the reporting and everything else. We have not, to my knowledge, have not recovered those man pads. But what I do know we have done is we have apprehended the couriers on a second run of theirs, and local law enforcement got together with federal law enforcement and rolled up the safe house. And we have since identified what that issue was on the border.
So we now have Iranian missiles, who knows how many, and inside the United States.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't be hard to do. When you think missiles, people think drone. They think like the kind that you order on Amazon. But keep in mind, the Houthis have used those drones and the missiles given to them by Iran to sink. They've already sunk one ship, killed four sailors, launched them at our naval vessels. These are serious missiles delivered by serious high-tech drones. None of this would surprise me. So, folks, you're talking about, for the first time in our adult lives, a real actual enemy in Iran. And look, I get it. You're tired. You're burned out. You're tired of being lied to about our enemies. And so many fake enemies over the years, fights we've picked, fought wars we didn't need to be into for profit. I get it. You're tired. But I'm telling you, folks, this is a real deal. And what is even more frightening is this is a kind of war America has never seen in its entire history. There is no parallel. There's no precedent. Because here's the thing. You notice the part where Iran tried to kill Democrats? Did you see the part where Iran tried to kill a Democrat president? No, you didn't. Why? They only hunt Republicans on our soil while marching in our streets with Democrats. They didn't try to kill Joe. They tried to kill Trump twice on Joe's watch. They didn't try to kill Joe. They didn't put a fatwa on Joe, much less two, like they have Trump. Folks, understand where we are. If you are taking the position we should leave Iran alone, peace, 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 then what you're saying is every future Republican candidate for president is going to have to campaign from a bunker underground somewhere so as not to be slaughtered on our soil with the Democrats snickering the whole time. It's untenable. Can't be done. You throw nuclear fissile material into that? Folks, you don't need a nuclear weapon. That's not even my biggest fear with Iran having. It's a suitcase bomb. You know what they can do with our stock market with a suitcase bomb? They don't have to hit us with a nuke. You know what they can do to a president, a vice president with that? Again, have I said the word Israel one time? I haven't. Some of you are so hung up on Israel. I don't understand the obsession with Israel. Some of you are so hung up on Israel and this idea that we are fighting this war to defend Israel. Folks, not even close. Not, and we shouldn't go. I mean, Israel, fine, they can take care of themselves. We shouldn't fight on behalf of Israel. We should fight with Israel on behalf of ourselves. I mean, I don't know what more it's going to take for people to get that. This is an existential threat inside our country because you cannot tell where Iran ends and the Democrat Party begins. Well, we may never get those Epstein documents, but we will get jobs. Those of us who are Americans, that is. Breaking news from Fox News reporting right now. I'll retweet this. You have it. I mean, these numbers are incredible because it's not supposed to happen. Since Donald Trump took office, U.S. worker boost. 2 million more Americans in the workforce, native-born workers, 2 million more. Foreign-born workers down, -543,000. It's happening. Now, I thought that Americans didn't want to work, but it's super duper weird when you get rid of their competition, which employers know they don't have to pay taxes on, so they prefer them. All of a sudden, here come the American workers. It's crazy. It'd be a shame to short circuit this with some kind of amnesty or a worker program for illegal immigrants, even farm workers. Laura Ingraham asked Labor Secretary Brooke Rollins about that because the Trump administration's been a little sketchy on it lately. I want to play the whole thing for you. She doesn't really answer the question.
Madam Secretary, earlier today, President Trump made a comment about what to do with illegal immigrant farm workers. Watch.
There's no amnesty. What we're doing is we're getting rid of criminals, but we are doing a work program.
But last week, the president said something different in Des Moines.
We're going to sort of put the farmers in charge. If a farmer's been with one of these people that works so hard, they bend over all day. We don't have too many people can do that, but they work very hard and they know them very well. If a farmer's willing to vouch for these people in some way, Christy, I think we're going to have to just say that's going to be good. Serious radical right people, who I also happen to like a lot, they may not be quite as happy, but they'll understand.
Well, I mean, Madam Secretary, which is it? Because, first of all, the radical right, that's the majority of Americans want every illegal immigrant deported. Four polls.
You're right.
Majority of Americans want all legal immigrants. Americans always did their own farming. Mm-hmm. When you and I were growing up, Americans did their own farming. There were a few foreign workers, but really not that many. What's going on here?
Well, I think, first of all, and I was glad the president underscored this today, first, no amnesty under
Bush said no amnesty. So did McCain, but they meant amnesty.
You know, I think President Trump hopefully has earned a little more grace, not grace, but a little more confidence than those. But no amnesty. Second, mass deportations continue. But he has been fairly specific that we need to make sure that we don't compromise our food supply. So we are going to mass deport, but we have to make sure we focus on the really bad guys first in the inner cities, LA, New York, et cetera. Number three, moving toward more automation, but also moving toward an American-based labor supply. You and I have talked about this on screen, off screen. That's the goal. And then finally, for Congress, our Secretary of Labor and others to really begin to fix this. The president is unequivocal in his support for farmers, but also weighing that with his support for secure borders and mass deportation, ensuring we don't have that illegal population here. He remains committed to that, and we're here to effectuate that vision.
Who's the far right?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's all of us.
I'm feeling a little far right. I mean, I've been covering this issue since 1996 when Bill Clinton had Operation Gatekeeper, San Diego border. He actually took it seriously. Democrats used to care about these issues. But I think the concern is that once you start making carve-outs, hospitality here, then there's farmers there.
It's going to lead to everyone. She never officially answers the question. So let's hope Trump keeps it up. He's having fabulous success and doesn't seem we're running out of American workers. In fact, they've been there the whole time. They seem to want jobs, too. Weird. Who would have thunk it? Mike Gallagher's up next. Talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, be sure to check out the Battleground America podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.